You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, before the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, Tuolumne County Public Health Officer Dr. Liza Ortiz delivered a COVID-19 update and presentation. Here are edited portions of that presentation.
Good morning. I'm going to try to do this with my mask on and try to pronounce things clearly and talk much slower than I normally want to. Let's start off comparing our numbers as of yesterday morning compared to the last time we reported, which was June 15th. The last time we presented, we had 9 positive cases. And as of yesterday, we have 53 positive cases. 34 of those are active. And 3 are non-residents, which we are in the process of transferring to their county of residence. There have been really very high numbers of cases and deaths in the Central Valley area. Most of those counties in the Central Valley neighboring us are now on the county monitoring list. You can see that Stanislaus and San Joaquin have multiple thousands of cases currently. And our neighbors in the Foothill counties are also seeing significant increases in cases. Since our last report, there has been a new local health officer order which permitted personal care services. And as of our last report, the state also issued, as you know, a requirement for all Californians to wear face coverings while in public or in high-risk settings. So we've had a dramatic increase in the number of cases of most concern. That includes cases in our skilled nursing facilities, our state prison, the county jail, and the hospital. We want to continue to emphasize the importance of the risk that staff can present to residents of congregate living facilities and the importance of keeping those staff members healthy and not presenting further risk to those residents who have often no other place to go and are in very high density settings. Also of great concern with the number of new cases is the number of gatherings, which are not permitted, that have been happening. And this includes a lot of parties and some group camping, which is specifically not allowed in all of the orders. We continue to message on the importance of people staying in their household bubbles as much as possible to lower the number of contacts they have to prevent the further spread of the disease. Testing is available through local providers, which includes Adventist Health Sonora and the OptumServe State site in Angels Camp. Adventist Health Sonora has a machine in their lab that can do a full PCR test. However, like every other lab in the country, there is a shortage of the chemical reagents that are needed to run that test. And we have to save that capability for medically urgent situations. All other tests are being sent out to large, high-capacity labs. So that has led to a longer turnaround time in test results for most people. Testing continues to be available at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds. The hours have changed since we last spoke. Starting on the 7th, which is today, the hours are now 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday. Appointments are strongly encouraged. There is some very limited walk-in availability, but it's not guaranteed, so people should try to make appointments as much as possible. As a reminder to all vulnerable populations, which includes higher risk individuals, typically those over the age of 65 or with serious medical conditions, they should continue to stay home until stage 4. They should minimize errands by getting groceries delivered or asking for help from friends and family. And they could certainly communicate to the public health department and many of the county agencies if further assistance is needed. We are happy to assist them. Happy to take questions or comment or whatever.
Supervisor Gray?
Yeah, you mentioned business operation guidelines. And those are guidelines for businesses that we have opened up that weren't considered essential at the in the past.
It includes essential and the newly permitted ones, yes.
So that would include operation guidelines for supermarkets, grocery stores, and stuff. All of our supermarkets in Tuolumne County given you their operation guidelines?
That is a good question for Michelle.
They have not.
Okay, so how aggressive have we been about contacting those businesses and say, if you want to stay open, you have to do these guidelines in accordance to the governor's order?
Yeah, so that obviously takes an enormous amount of manpower, and we've had to focus manpower on response. We do not have the personnel at this time to go after everyone who hasn't submitted a checklist.
Thank you.
I think there are any other questions from the other supervisors. I have one, Dr. Ortiz, because I've been out on the forest, and I am just amazed. We talked about camping is permitted, but not large groups, and in every nook and cranny out there where you can shove, you know, I've seen spaces where 15 trailers literally taken photographs of them are just stacked on top of each other. It's not a campground. It's just amazing the out-of-county traffic and travel that we have coming up. And so I'd really like to look at a way that we message out of the county. We did this before, but ramp that back up and look for some participation from those counties also. San Joaquin, Stanislaus, we should be really heavily advertising this in those markets. So I'd really, I know I've brought this up in the past, but I'd like to see us try and move on that.